So we're just going to relax and breathe. And close our eyes if it feels good and just settle into the peace that underlies all of the activity. Hearing the wonderful air conditioning system in this room that sounds like a waterfall. And letting that beautiful falling water feeling, those wonderful negative ions, just allow us to breathe deeply and smell the ocean. And feel the beauty of sand warm beneath our toes and the lapping of waves on our ankles. And the changing of shades of blue as we look up across gorgeous water toward the blue sky horizon. And maybe some floating white clouds that make shadows on the ocean surface, even giving us more shades of blue. Just loving this day and loving this energy and loving this life. And knowing that we are always connected. We're connected with those that we love in the physical. And we're also connected with everybody in the non-physical, both those who are also physical and those who we knew who went before us back into that wonderful state change of non-physical that humans call death. And Abraham says, there is not any ending. There is only new beginnings, and that wonderful sense of new beginnings we can tap into as we breathe that wonderful fresh air and we allow ourselves to relax even more deeply into this precious, powerful moment of connection. For we are always connected to that which is love, to that which is peace, to that which is abundance and health, and clarity and wholeness and oneness and joy. We are always connected. And yesterday I heard a workshop from Asheville 10/23/12 where Abraham spoke about our connection and how we keep in touch. They said, "You think that you keep in touch with one another on Facebook," and everybody laughed. "You think that you keep in touch with one another through your correspondence or through your communication or through your rendezvous. That is minuscule in comparison with the way you keep in touch with one another through your memories, through your contemplation, through your anticipation, through your giving your attention to the here and now." Something about that. So every time we contemplate, every time we anticipate being with someone we love, every time we give our attention to another, in our mind, we are keeping in touch. That feels so good to me. I love this virtual sense that all is truly well, that we are ever and always connected, even through telephones, which just rang. I love how connected we are. We are never not connected with those we love. And so Abraham's quote reminded me of a quote from the Beloved from my book, Chatting with the Beloved, that I wanted to share. Because it's about using this non-physical connection that we have for the well-being of others and for the joy of ourselves. And so on page 84, I said to B at almost 11 o'clock one night, "I just heard a bunch of sirens, lots of sirens. Is there anything I can do to help?" And B said, "Send your love to go with them tonight. Bless those who devote their lives to answering the distress calls of others. Surround them with love on their errand of mercy tonight. And bless those who they are rushing to assist as well, Imagine them surrounded in love and supported through this experience. You can even tune into our love for them. You know how big, constant, and comforting our love is for you. Send them our love at your frequency. They may be able to feel it more easily because your knowing of it has brought it to earth more fully than before. Each one who taps into our love as you have makes it easier and more likely that other humans will be able to tap into our love. I said, "Wow, B, that's great. I want to help other people know they are loved." B said, "We are there with them tonight in this emergency, whatever it may be. They may be praying and more open to you than usual to feeling the love we have for them. Together, you and we can bless them this evening and support them in handling whatever has happened for them with greater peace and grace." And I said, "So together we are a greater force for peace than you are without me?" B said, "Surely, C. Your willingness to love can open doors to love all over the planet. You don't have to be somewhere to make a difference. Your seeing people feeling loved and comforted in your imagination can help people feel better. What you do with the love in your heart matters." I said, "Louise Hay said that first," and they said, "We told Louise." And we laughed. B said, "She has made a big impact on the planet for love." I said, "She was my first doorway into metaphysics. I am grateful to her. Thank you, Louise." B said, "We are grateful to her and to you and to all other spiritual teachers from all religions, denominations, and traditions. Like the police and firefighters, you answer the calls of the distressed. It is a beautiful thing that so many people choose to love and help each other. You are all our eyes, hands, and heart on the planet. We do what we can to inspire and uplift each of you. You take our love in and use it like rocket fuel to soar. In your soaring connection to us, you have much greater power available to help and uplift others. As you pass our love along, you help other people open their hearts to receive our love directly. Then they are supercharged too. It is magical and beautiful for us to watch. We are here applauding and appreciating each of you, all the teachers, all the helpers, all the people being helped, all the witnesses and passers-by, and those who are running away because they don't want to be seen by the police. We love you all, especially those who are afraid." B continued, "Send out love to those who are afraid. Your open heart, carrying our love on a human channel, might well reach someone out there in the cold tonight. We see them finding shelter, love, and peace. We appreciate your willingness to assist us tonight in this way. Anytime you hear a siren or pass an accident or hear a story from a friend or the news of someone in need, send them our love. It really will make a difference. It already has tonight." "It's kind of abstract, B," I said, "thinking that our sending your love and our imagination to someone we can't even picture could make a difference. I have to admit, it's a stretch." They said, "Yes, we can see how it would be. After all, there's no proof. You're just taking our word for it. How does it feel to you?" I said, "It feels good to think that I could help someone else feel as loved and supported as I feel now with you, B. But I guess the stretch is really that little old me could help omnipotent you do anything, much less help someone else feel loved." B said, "You powerfully underestimate the value." "You powerfully underestimate the value of an actively loving human heart. As you connect to us and let our love flow through you out into the world, you become a radiant beacon of light in the darkness. You shine. We are delighted that we were able to share with you this simple opportunity to make a difference in the world." It feels good, B, easy and comfortable and possible. I love loving you and being loved by you, so I'm glad to share your love through the focus of my heart and mind. Thanks, C. There's more than enough love to go around. We flood the world with love all the time. You and your friends can have that love touch more and more people fully. Imagine a world where everyone knew they were loved. That would be so cool to see come to fruition. We are glad you are helping us with that. I'm going to get a Kleenex because I made myself cry here. Because the beauty of this idea is amazing to me. This idea that Abraham and B both amplified, that we are infinitely connected through the ethers, through our thoughts, that our consciousness is one. And as Louise Hay learned from B, and I learned from her, what we do with the love in our hearts matters. Literally becomes the matter of the time and place we live in. And we attract more and more that feels and looks like love in our lives. And so as we breathe and relax, we take a moment to acknowledge that today is Mother's Day. And so I want to send love to every mother and to everyone who ever had a mother, which is pretty much everyone. Not only all the humans, but all the animals and all the plants who were seeded and pollinated and all the insects. All the rocks and the trees and the stars. For what we do with the love in our hearts matters, and we can send love to anyone and anything, anywhere. Not just in emergencies when we hear a siren, but in a moment when we feel blown away by the beauty of this world, by the blooming of a flower, by the chattering of a squirrel, by the playfulness of a dolphin, by a little child trying out a new pair of legs, running down the street with incredible joy, by a musician writing a song that has the most beautiful, amazing lyrics, by an artist painting a picture that uplifts and inspires others. Whatever uplifts and inspires us, we can send love to it and add power to it. That's why all the paintings in the museums become more powerful with time, because so many people add their energy to the appreciation of the magic of the artist. Someday I hope to walk into the gallery with the David statue and burst into tears as my friend did, to see how perfectly he saw humanity, how much beauty he saw in mankind. The power of love transcends time and space, and it is incorporated in everything that we do. One time I saw a vision of a friend of mine who worked on computer systems for the Department of Defense. And I saw her sitting at her desk, writing code and putting her love into the process. And I saw someone on a base on the other side of the world start to relax some angry feelings that he was having as he was touched by the code that she had written. It's so abstract, and yet it helped him shift his energy
And that night he went home and he was kind to his wife and children. And he wouldn't have been without her love embedded in the coat. Everything that we love is touched and then carries more of the vibration of love that other people can feel and know and live in and pass on. Dropping our love like ripples in the stream, just a little bit of appreciation makes a huge difference, like a butterfly flapping its wings, creating a hurricane or a tornado or monsoon or tsunami or whatever it is they're supposed to create. I know how abstract it is. I said that to be myself. And yet, I feel it. I feel the power. I know how powerful we are and how much love matters. It's the most important thing there is. It's the most attractive energy there is. It's the highest vibration. I know to allow the love to flow in whatever way we do it. I didn't know how to love when I was young. I didn't feel loved and I didn't love very well. And then a kitty cat came into my life. And I felt loved by that cat and I felt love for that cat. And it expanded my capacity to love. And every cat I've loved since then has helped me to love the humans around me and to feel the love that was always coming to me that I didn't recognize for so many years. I love loving. I love feeling loved. And I love recognizing that it's possible for someone who doesn't feel loved to become to that place where the love flows. And the love impacts and the love can be felt. And so I share my love with each of you listening today and on this recording because that love matters. And I accept any love that you want to send to me today. And I know that whether you send me love or you send love to anyone or anything on this planet or another one or anywhere, even into non-physical, maybe especially into non-physical, that I am changed. Because there is only one and many, all one, as B always says. All one, always, always. We are that. We are love, we are light, we are peace, we are grace, we are power, we are physical and non-physical, we are local and non-local, we are that. And the more we know it and the more we live it, the brighter we shine. And shining feels good, love is good, love feels good, and I am grateful. And so we just relax and breathe again. Relax and breathe and remember that the power of love continues to expand so far beyond this moment, so far beyond the value of this individual focus on love, because all the love matters. Every bit of love ever expressed matters. I am so grateful to know this and to share this and to be this love. And so it is.